everyone. Welcome to No Smut Shaming. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're here to discuss all your favorite romance reads.
And all of the dirty details.
This week we'll be talking about Melissa Foster's book, Call Her Mine.
But first, we're going to go into a different little starter topic question this week. We're about to tell you how Crystal and I met. Get ready for the love story of the century.
I wouldn't call it a love story.
You don't think?
Well, I didn't want to be your friend at first.
So mean.
Kristen and I work for the same company. And when she started, I had already been there quite a few years. And so there was this young girl that came in and all the guys were like, ooh, who's that new girl? And I was like, ugh.
I was like 21.
She was the tiniest thing, tall,
was
pretty.
Rude. No, I'm just kidding. No, just kidding.
And I was just like, you look like you were like straight out of a sortie. I'm not even going to lie. And I was just like, not my friend. Don't even want to try.
What she's telling you is she judged my book by my cover.
And I think everybody knows I judge a book by its cover already. I'm like, ooh, hot guy. And so eventually, long story short, we ended up in the same group.
Well, you were friends with my now fiance.
Right. I worked really hard on that friendship.
Yeah. He made you work for his friendship because he was kind of...
He was very standoffish. Yeah. Just kinda, and you definitely don't talk to him before noon.
Yeah. So I started dating this guy. Mm-hmm. We had a little office romance. Mm-hmm. And
I heard all about it at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, you and him were friends. Mm-hmm. And so he would talk to you about us, but mm-hmm. you and I weren't friends yet.
Right.
And then you left and you had a baby.
Uh-huh.
And then you came back. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I was like, let's be friends. I was like, don't you want to be friends now?
And I was like,
I know, I kind of forced you into it.
Maybe.
How did we become friends? Oh, I know.
We were working the same kind of project.
We were
or
working
something.
The same work project, and yeah. We were in a conference room.
Yeah, and we were just laughing hysterically, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll be her friend. Like,
yeah.
The fact that we had the same sense of humor.
I feel like once our friendship started, mm-hmm. it was like, it took off.
It just went.
Right? It was like 0 to 100.
Now I see her more than I see anybody else, probably my own family.
Right.
And how many years ago was that?
2 years?
2 years ago that we officially became friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best 2 years of your life,
oh,
right?
Oh, here we are. Doing a podcast
together. The rest
together.
Is history.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, let's get into the book. This week we're talking Call Her Mine by Melissa Foster.
Mm-hmm.
This has a 4.03 on Goodreads. And this is the first book in the Harmony Point series. And I cannot wait to read the rest.
Yeah. This one was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a quick little book summary is Aurelia and Ben have been friends forever, but have also been secretly harboring feelings for each other. Timing has never been on their side until a baby showed up on Ben's front porch. This makes the two of them reevaluate their feelings as they navigate through parenthood and romance together. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So we start with Aurelia, and she just has a big problem. She has a huge crush on her best friend, Ben Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically compares every day to Ben.
Right.
She wakes up with a muscular arm draped over her and cupping a boob. And it's Ben.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so close. They have little sleepovers. But this is the most action that
right.
she gets from Ben is a boob cup in the morning.
Right.
So she tries to get up to leave because she needs to put some separation mm-hmm. between them. But he keeps pulling her back towards him and massaging her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a playful rapport. But she is crushing on him big time. And it sounds like he's super hot, so I don't blame her.
Yeah, they said he's a Henry Cavill lookalike.
Yeah.
He's
done.
Fucking Superman.
If you wanted a snuggle, I would snuggle.
Yeah.
But it also sounds like he is firmly friend-zoned her. On her way out that morning, she tells him that it looks like his sister might have left a basket of muffins for him on his porch.
Mm-hmm.
But when she steps outside, it is not muffins.
They are not muffins.
It's a baby.
It's a straight up baby. It's a human being.
It's a little baby in a basket mm-hmm. with a note that says, Ben, I'm sorry, but I didn't know what else to do. I'm not in the position to care for a baby. I hope you can make room for a daughter in your life.
Whoa.
Whoa. And Ben handles this how I imagine most men handling this. He freaks out. And he's like, we got to take her to the police station. And Aurelia's like, it looks like this is your child. You need to find out if she's yours before you give her up. And he's just like, we got to get rid of it.
It's like a murder. We got to get rid of the evidence.
We got to get rid of the baby. And Aurelia's like, remember how I never met my dad and what that did to me growing up and how much I would have given to meet my dad.
Right.
And he's like, fuck. Okay, fine. And then the baby just starts scream crying.
As babies do.
And he, again, just full on panics. She tells him to get the bottle out of the bag, and that does soothe the baby for a little bit, but he's still just like pacing in full panic.
I mean, it's kind of a lot to take in.
It is. But now he's also watching Aurelia with the baby, and now he's like seeing her differently. Mm-hmm.
If he had ovaries right now, they would be aching.
If he did, yeah. He's always thought of her as like his good time gal, his bestie.
But now he's like, oh, motherhood looks good on you.
I know. And secretly, she has starred in some of his wild fantasies. Mm-hmm. But now he's looking at her in a new way. And so Aurelia's like trying to bring some logic to the table.
Let's all calm down.
I know. And she suggests that he try to think of who the mother could be.
Ooh, what a fun game.
Who is the mother?
Who did you sleep with a little over a year ago?
So they look up online to try to estimate how old the baby is. And they estimate the baby is probably 3 to 6 weeks old. So he's trying to figure out all the women he slept with during that time period.
Right.
A year ago. And this is basically torture for Aurelia as he goes through his long list of bimbos he's taken to bed.
Like, he doesn't want to talk about it. She definitely doesn't want to hear about it.
Yeah, but so he's like reluctantly listing off the women he's banged, and her jealousy's out of control.
As he's doing it, they're noticing like he has a certain type. Like, they're all blonde. They're nothing as what she looks like.
Right.
And so it just makes her think, okay, well, this is another thing of why he doesn't like me. He's not attracted to me.
And she's about to start calling around to try to get some more information on one of the girls he does list when he stops her and tells her that he needs to contact his lawyer. Apparently, he's a billionaire.
Of course he is.
Of course he is.
28, Henry Cavill lookalike, richer than God.
But he wants to make sure he's protected because he, part of him is like, well, what if this is a woman trying to get something from me? And his lawyer's advice is just to fast track the paternity test and just take it from there. And so when he comes back out after his phone call, he again sees Aurelia with the baby and his stomach flips. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh. And then we also find out that he had planned to confess feelings for her a few weeks back.
So now we know they both have feelings for each other. They just don't know that the other one has feelings for each other.
Right. And he was going to confess these feelings at this wedding that has already passed. But then 2 weeks before that wedding and the whole plan he had, she told him that she was moving a few towns over to open up a bookstore and just get a fresh start.
New chapter.
Yeah, this kind of scared him off from telling her, but he still wanted her in his life, even if they could only be friends. So Ben then decides to go to the store to get some baby necessities because he obviously doesn't have any around his mansion. And then they're going to head to the pediatrician. So he comes back with bags full of stuff. And when he walks in, he sees the baby and she's just covered in poop. She's had her first blowout.
Yeah. It's good times.
They're new parents, right? Mm-hmm. They've never taken care of a baby before. And so they're both panicking. They have no idea what to do. And it's so funny to like listen to them try to take care of this. So they carefully like cut the baby's clothes off the baby. And they try to like wipe her in the air. Like one of them is holding her and one of them is wiping poo off the baby. And then they try to give her a bath in the sink, but they don't have a baby bath. So they take a pillow from the couch.
Oh, God.
to give a
shit pillow.
So bad. And then at this point, Ben is super attracted to Aurelia because she's decided to take her shirt off so she wouldn't get wet from the sink bath. She's also watching him hold a baby, which turns her on. And then there's this point where they're both super aware that there's some sexual tension. And he keeps making some comments to her about how he's attracted to her. And he's like looking at her with some bedroom eyes.
But she keeps blowing it off.
Yeah, they're just like in a daze, just going through the motions of keeping this baby alive. And so after that, they take her to the pediatrician. While they're waiting, the baby starts to whimper a little bit. So he holds her against his chest and goes, it's okay, Peanut. Oh, your heart doesn't adjust.
I mean, there's nothing hotter than a sexy man holding a baby.
I know. And then she's even like, what the hell? Like, that's not fair to do to a woman. The doctor comes in, gives them some information, swabs both Ben and the baby for the paternity test. But it's going to take a while for them to get the results back. So they spend the rest of the day and night basically just trying to survive, like, all the feedings and the changings and the pukings and everything.
Right, because the doctor kind of gave them, like, the basics. Like, if a baby's crying, it's either they're hungry.
Tired.
I mean, yeah.
So in the morning, Aurelia wakes up hungry, but she also wakes up right next to Ben, which she loves. And he's looking at her with, like, goo-goo eyes. And she's she's having all the feels.
But she's also trying to not mix up feelings here. They just had a major life change and he is relying on her.
He had a major life change.
You're right. She was there, but he had a major life change. She wants to make sure that he's just not loving her now because he needs her. But he's also having all of these thoughts. He knows he wants to be with her and he tells himself that the baby turns out not to be his. He'll tell her his feelings.
Mm-hmm. Because actually his fear is that if the baby is his, that she'll leave and won't have anything to do with him.
So that morning, Aurelia runs out to grab breakfast. And while she's out, she has talked herself into telling Ben how she feels about him. Mm-hmm. And she's like giving herself a little pep talk, like, you can do this,
you can
just
do this.
Get it out. Mm. But when she walks into the bedroom, he's dripping wet, wearing only a towel, and her mind just goes blank.
Yeah, it's broken. I mean, mine would be too.
He reaches for the bag that she's carrying, mm-hmm. and brushes her fingers, and she just drops the bag and runs out. Like, she just like short circuits and gets out of there.
Yeah, she's like, I can't do this.
Yeah. So Ben sends Aurelia a few texts apologizing and asking if she's okay. But he can't run after her because he calls it his like mini ball and chain. Like, he has this baby with him now. And as much as he thinks that he should be mad at this baby for like wrecking his life, mm-hmm. he can't be. It's just an innocent little baby and
right.
he already
she
cares
didn't ask for
it. And he's about to call Aurelia again when he has an incoming call. And it's his business partner, Aiden. Aiden calls. He's all concerned about the upcoming merger for their business. And he's like, why are you taking time off now when the most important business deal ever is coming up? And
ugh.
He eventually is like, I have a baby now. But his business partner, Aiden, is super understanding. Mm-hmm. He's really nice about it. So while Ben is dealing with Aiden and the business talk and his new baby, Aurelia again ran out after seeing him naked in a towel. She has things to do as well, right? So she's at the same time opening a new business.
Right.
She's opening a bookstore in a different town. She does this because she'd grown up in her grandparents' bookstore, and she also worked for a large retail bookstore chain in college. Mm-hmm. So she's decided to open up her own bookstore. So she went into town to check on the bookstore renovations that she was having done, and she has so many big ideas for this bookstore, and she's so excited to see how it all turns out. And when she's there talking with one of the guys leading the construction work, this is Case Force.
Oh my.
Oh my. Melissa Foster. Another book, please.
Sound like a dreamboat.
But she's talking with this guy and the back door opens and it's Ben. And it's Ben with like the baby and like bags full of stuff. But Ben sees her talking with this studly construction worker and he is immediately jealous. First thing he says to her whenever that guy walks away is, did he ask you out? And she was like, don't be an ass.
Right.
And she's like, you have no right to size up the guys I talk to. And Ben is like, what's going on? Like you're single and hot. It's a legitimate question. And she's like, you're right. I am single. Thanks for the reminder. And she's like, you have no right to be overprotective of me.
And then he goes, I'm not overprotective, I'm possessive.
Yeah, he's like, I am not being overprotective. And she's like, then what do you call this? Because I have no idea what you want from me, but mm-hmm. if it's temporary baby mama. And then he just like crashes his mouth on hers. And they have a steamy makeout session. And
he's front of everyone.
Yeah. And he's like, I've been waiting for the right time to tell you this, but be mine, Aurelia. And he's like, I'm an asshole for not telling you sooner, but I want you by my side constantly. And they both hear something and look to the side and it's his sister Piper watching them. And Piper's like, I don't know what I'm more mesmerized by, that hot kiss or my little brother carrying a baby in here. Ben, Aurelia, and Piper all go upstairs above the bookstore because Aurelia has a teeny apartment she lives in or she just moved into.
Sounds like a dream.
It's so cute.
Right?
Imagine living above your own bookstore.
Oh. Sounds amazing.
I know. And Piper is basically just staring at them, waiting for an explanation. So they just lay it all out there for her. And she's shocked, but she does agree they need to figure out who the mother is mm-hmm. of the baby.
But as they're doing this, doesn't Ben go downstairs to talk to Case to be like, she's mine? And he gives him a handshake. And then Case is like, well, I kind of figured when you walked in the door that you guys were together.
Piper offers to watch Baby B. They call her Baby Ben, right? Mm-hmm. Because they don't have a name for her. So Piper offers to watch Baby B while they go out in search of the mother. Once Piper leaves, Aurelia and Ben sit down and have kind of their first honest conversation about their feelings. He gives her a long speech about how he's always felt this way for her and he's been wanting to tell her for so long. And she tells him that she fears he wouldn't have told her without this baby situation to kind of push him. But then he tells her about the whole plan he had a few months ago. ago to tell her while they were dancing at that wedding, but how he ended up not doing it because she had told him she was leaving town for a fresh start.
And he thought that fresh start didn't include him.
Yeah. And she was like, oh my gosh, we're idiots. Mm-hmm. And she tells him that she just didn't want to be the girl hanging around him.
Right.
If he wasn't ever going to love her.
But he like really loved her.
I know.
He did all this stuff like behind her back in a good way. Like he went to like all her readings.
I know.
You know, and just like slipped in the crowd because she didn't even know he was there, but he just wanted to hear her read. I thought that was so sweet.
I liked it because I feel like usually with a best friend, like one has more feelings than the other one does.
But they were the same.
It seemed like equally matched mm-hmm. in love secretly.
That's so nice.
It's very sweet.
Oh.
So after this whole feelings confession, they're like, let's get sexy.
Right.
She leans in to kiss him, and it says he wedged his thick thighs between her legs. And then it said his thumb found her magical spot like a heat-seeking missile. And so basically, the summary of this is... some hot smooching.
They have some hot couch sex, right?
Well,
no, they don't.
They don't have sex.
I thought they were.
No, they're hot smooching turned into a little finger dancing.
Oh, right,
which led to a handy.
A handy?
And they're both happy.
They're both happy,
but
yeah.
But sex was not had.
Oh, yeah, I put in my notes. Ooh, couch sex. Oh, never mind.
We'll get there. They spend the rest of the night reading parenting books and just doing...
as they should.
Tons of research that is much needed. But Aurelia's also overthinking everything. I mean, who can blame her?
I mean, it's a lot to take in such a short period of time. Ben admits feelings. She admits her feelings. There's a new baby.
There's a baby.
She's opening a business. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, and he can tell something's worrying her. So he just asks if she's okay, and she confesses all these fears to him. But he is really reassuring, and he tells her he's liked her forever. Mm-hmm. And he's also like, I'm your boyfriend now.
Right.
Like, we're in this thing together. The next morning, Ben wakes up with just a raging boner and
as they do
and Aurelia is sleeping and like draped across his body but also clutching his dick
like a security blanket.
He's now awake and he's thinking about banging her, and so he has a little twitch which starts to wake her up because again she's clutching it. But then as things start to like heat up for them, the baby starts to whimper.
First I'm like, do you hold a dick when it's flaccid though? Like it's just like, ooh, it's like putty. Ooh,
so while you're sleeping.
Yeah, you're like, ooh. So gross.
Oh god. But as things start to heat up, the baby starts to whimper. He makes a joke about changing her name from Baby B to Baby CB, mm-hmm. Baby Cockblock. Inappropriate, but funny.
Babies will do that.
And while they're getting her, the baby changed and getting breakfast together, there's a knock at the door, and it's all of his sisters. And they come in loud and with bags full of stuff, and they just start setting things up. He's slightly annoyed that his sister Piper told the rest of his sisters, but he also loves that they're here to help, and they clearly adore the baby. Mm-hmm. They are going to watch the baby so Ben and Aurelia can head to one of the potential mother's houses. And he doesn't really even remember this girl's name. And Aurelia's like, how can he jump from one woman's bed to the next? And as a side note, Ben seems super mature. I feel like he handles all these really tough conversations better than anyone. And he just calmly explains that he was trying to fill a void where she should have been.
I mean, honestly, he might be one of my favorite book boyfriends.
He handles situations.
He's got so his shit together.
I know, it's so impressive. And he just tells her that each time he had a one night stand was a night that she had a date with someone else. And he was just trying not to think about her on a date.
Wow. That's crazy.
What a man. I mean, he did, well.
It's like a Salt and Pepper song.
So they're now at the door of this woman's house, and they're so nervous, but they eventually get the courage to knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And when she opens the door, they see that she is currently pregnant. And then her new husband comes around the corner, and they're both just so relieved. They're even laughing because they're like, she's not, you're not the mom. And they just make an excuse saying that they were wondering if she teaches couples yoga, but don't bother because we see you're currently pregnant.
Probably and they shouldn't have stopped over to ask that specific question.
They just like scurry away giggling. So that night, old Benny boy is cooking dinner and Aurelia's bathing baby B, and they seem to be transitioning into parenting very well. They both love this baby so much already.
So I did like this whole cooking dinner thing. Well, I like it because he's always wanted her to cook. And so she had no clue that he knew how to cook. And so when all his sisters are like, Ben's like an amazing cook. He's like, what? It was his way of keeping her there, right?
Yeah. And she just feels gyps, and now she makes him cook all the time. But Aurelia holds baby B as she falls asleep. And around the same time, Ben comes in to give her a kiss. And they're both just like, baby's down. Let's get down. And now it's sexy time. And he's just talking to her. He's like, I want to love every inch of you. I want to taste your arousal. I want to feast on your body. And then he goes down on her.
Like a holiday turkey.
So he goes down on her. As he's ready to enter her.
She just did her hands like spreading.
She makes a joke about using a condom because of his supersonic sperm. Mm-hmm. But they just like have a laugh and then don't use a condom. I was like, there's a baby next room over that tells
that
you
that was
use a condom.
Result. Yeah,
I know. But nope, he just pushes on it and they have sex for the very first time.
Oh, here we go.
And don't worry, they both enjoy it. The next morning, Ben wakes Aurelia up with kisses all over her bod. And mm-hmm. she's like, oh, I fed the baby at 5 a.m. So if we're going to have sex, you have to do all the work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, girl, you don't have to have sex. I'm like, you've basically been having sex nonstop for like 36 hours.
So I don't understand how you can have a baby and then just be like sex all the time.
Well,
like,
she didn't have it.
You're still tired.
I know. I agree.
That's why I'm just like, it's one or the other. It can't be both. Like, but I don't understand. When are you sleeping, girl? You're not sleeping.
She's not sleeping, mm-hmm. but she doesn't care. She like lifts up on all fours. Ugh. And it said that her body swallowed his cock. I was like,
like a black hole. Just just thirsty for some dick.
So as they're getting ready for the day, Ben gets a call and it's the doctor with the paternity test results.
He is the father.
Ben and Aurelia just have tons of super mature conversations and just talk things out together. It's impressive if they're both totally with it, but they're on no sleep, right? It's even more impressive because they're just sleep deprived. And they're both so rational. And I think Aurelia must go down to the bookstore because while Ben is alone with the baby, he starts to think about what kind of father he wants to be. And he makes a list of all the important things that he wants to be and things he wants to do with the baby. And he keeps going back to his own dad. He wants to be the kind of dad that his dad was to him. I know, but he hasn't told his parents yet about the baby.
Oh, right.
So he decides. Oh, right. Ooh. So he decides to call his dad. Mm-hmm. And he calls him and he tells him everything.
Which, by the way, I know this sounds so stupid, but his dad sounded kind of hot.
Oh, he did?
Okay, good.
I love a hot dad.
I was like, ooh, hey, is there a book about this one?
And he tells his dad that he has a daughter and his mm-hmm. dad is so supportive. And he's just like, babies are a blessing and life is full of surprises.
Right.
What a dad.
What a hot dad.
What a hot dad. Times two. Ben also tells his dad about his fears when it comes to Aurelia. He's worried that it might be too much for her and that she'll just stay around because she's now attached to the baby. And his dad gives him some really good advice. He goes, let her make her own decisions.
Right.
What an idea. I feel like men never think of this.
So far out there.
After the call, Ben and Aurelia go do a little shopping to get the baby set up with her own little nursery. And at first, they stop to get a little snack and look around this cute little shop. At one point, the baby starts to cry. So Ben decides to take her back into the men's room to change her, but comes barging out because there's no changing table in the men's room. And he's furious.
Because that's still a thing.
I can't believe it.
It's crazy.
And he has Aurelia check to make sure the women's restroom is empty, and he goes in there to change her. But when he comes out, he buys a cookie and adds $1,000 tip. And looks at the guy in the eye and goes, put a changing table in the men's room. And walks out. What a power move.
Oh my God. I would have been like, my panties are off.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
But yeah, I mean, I can't believe that's still a thing. So a few days go by of them just being in super duper love and having super duper sex.
Lots of sex.
And they just have to be the most sexually active new parents in the entire world.
Yeah.
Aren't they exhausted?
They gotta be tired.
Wow. But Sunday comes, and this means it's time for Ben and Aurelia to take the baby to meet his family. Mm-hmm. And his entire family is so supportive. And they're just asking a million questions and just fighting over the baby. And they ask her what her name is. And they tell them that they've been calling her Baby B for Baby Ben. But now they say her name is B, B-E-A, B Dalton. Mm-hmm. The next day, Ben has to go into town and meet with the private investigator who's going to help track down Bee's mother. Ben does not want to leave Aurelia and Bee. He's so worried attached. He's going to miss like a baby milestone, which is really cute, but he does end up having to go. And he meets with the PI and gives him all the information. The guy just tells him that he'll do his best. He'll see what he can find. Mm-hmm. Because I think at this point they have decided it's probably this one woman.
Right. This one waitress.
Yes. And so while Ben was downtown.
Could you imagine?
What?
You're just like a waitress at like a restaurant, and then this hot Henry Cavill walk in, and he's just like, hey, you want to do it?
You're like, yep. While Ben was downtown, Aurelia had Bee all day. And while it started off well, she got really fussy around midday, mm-hmm. and she had the hardest time getting her settled. At one point, she's interviewing a kid to work at the bookstore, and he showed her a trick that his mom used to do on his younger siblings that helped. And it helped for a little bit, but whenever Aurelia listened to a voicemail by Ben, she realized that Bee stopped crying mm-hmm. when she heard Ben's voice. So mid-baby scream, Aurelia found an audiobook that was narrated by a guy who sounds like Ben. Mm-hmm. And that helped her calm down for a little bit, and she fell asleep. So they do trade off days taking care of her so they can both get some work done. The next day that it was Aurelia's turn, Ben had recorded himself reading a book so she can play it for Bee if she gets fussy again. Because he was like, are you letting my daughter listen to romance novels? She was like, I do what works, okay? One morning on his way out, he goes, see you soon, Peanut. Be good for... And he almost says, Mommy. But Ben at work is basically useless. He cannot concentrate on his job. Mm-hmm. And then his partner is also distracted by his own personal problems. His partner, Aiden, and him decide, you know what? Let's take a step back from the company. We had these other two guys we've trained up for years. We've groomed them to take over. Mm-hmm. Let's step back ourselves and just let them run with it, which is a big decision for them. They've been so hands-on with their company forever. So this
but
is a
they
big
also
leap.
Have a lot going on in their personal life. And if you're richer than God, you can take a break.
Take a step back, Ben. Mm-hmm. Good call. But when Ben gets back from work and walks into the bookstore, he sees his sister taking care of Bee. And he's like, what's going on? And she's like, I'm here to help. It's been a hard day. And so he runs upstairs and sees Aurelia in bed crying.
And been there.
And Aurelia keeps apologizing for needing to ask for help, but Bee was fussy all day and she just couldn't do it alone. And he tells her that all she needs is some rest and it's not her responsibility to take care of the baby.
I will say when you're a new mom, it's hard to ask for help. And I don't know why.
Really?
You think it would be easy. You just, you know, call up a friend or a family member. But there's some part of you that's like, I should be able to do this by myself. And so I think that's the reason new moms never call for help.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was heavy.
You better call me. Cool. I'll probably be here anyway.
I was going to say. That house across the street's going to be for sale any day now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm just going to.
She's still crying and she doesn't want to be apart from them, but he holds her until she stops crying and falls asleep. And then he picks up Bee and her things and heads out. The next morning when she wakes up, she feels so much
she
better.
She slept like 14 hours
I know.
Something.
She's like a new person. And when she checks her phone, she had a sweet message from Ben. And I was like, good call. Like that was, He did the right thing. I was a little worried, like leaving was not the best thing, but It sounds like.
Didn't he send like a picture of them too?
Yeah, it was cute.
Loving Ben.
I know. Team Ben. And that afternoon, Bee goes to visit her grandmother, Flossie. I love
Flossie,
the name
Flossie.
And her grandma just gives her sweet grandma advice and tells her that asking for help isn't failing. And then Flossie also gives her a key to a storage unit that has all the baby stuff that was used for her and her mom when they were babies.
Mm-hmm. And she also says that Ben has always called and checked up on her.
I know.
Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Like after Flossie's husband died, her grandfather, he would call and just be like, how you doing? You doing okay?
Another point for Ben. Later that day, Ben just can't stand to be away from Aurelia any longer, so he goes to her apartment. As he's going up the stairs, he sees her coming down because she was on her way to see him. Mm-hmm. And they have a sweet little reunion, and then Aurelia brings Ben into the nursery that she made for Bee at her place, because the nursery stuff they got a week ago was for Ben's house, but That day, she had created a nursery at her little apartment above the bookstore.
And Ben's panties melted off.
His are melted. He was like, damn. And then they plan a date night for that weekend.
Oh, their first date.
I know, because his mom offered to watch Bee. And so she gets all sexy and they go to dinner at the hottest place in town.
Oh, yeah. Hottest nightclub.
Ooh. And they're practically eating from the same fork all night. They're like obsessed with each other. And then after dinner, he tells her they're going dancing. And she laughs because she knows he has two left feet and isn't much of a dancer. But little does she know, he's been taking lessons.
Oh, this blew my mind. He took dance lessons because he wanted to dance with her at the wedding, right?
Months ago when he was going to confess his feelings.
So he was preparing for this, like, for so many months. I just thought that was so sweet.
No, I'm not sure, like, if you can take, like, dirty dancing lessons or, like, where you would go for that.
Oh, yeah. They were bumping and grinding.
But hey, they paid off, okay? He was good out there.
You don't really need dance lessons for that.
And so they are sexy dancing in the club, and he basically has like a raging boner the entire time, and it's just like itching to get her home.
Did you just...
I'm in the moment. And then once they get home, they just bang it out like three times.
Mm-hmm. They did it on the bed, the couch, and the counter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to note that one of those times it said they were in the kitchen getting a snack, and he just like pushed all the plates off the counter, and they shattered on the floor and banged it out right there. And I was like, honestly, can't
relate.
You
would be like, can I clean that up first?
I'm like, I've cleaned it up, and also like, I'm here for a snack. So... Snack time is snack time. Over the next week or so, Ben and Aurelia have just been really settling into parenthood together.
They're getting in the groove.
They seem to have a schedule, and Ben's mom, Roxy, helps out for a few hours every day, which has been great for them. And then one day, Ben finally hears from his private investigator about the birth mother. They found her. He confirms the birth mother based on when she took maternity leave from her last job, but also says the trail has kind of gone cold on where she's at. But the good news is that he found the hospital records from where B was born, so he now has all the medical information that he needs. He also sees that her birth name was Jane. And this bothers him because he said it sounds boring, but I like the name Jane.
Because B is so original.
But now a few days later is Mother's Day. When Aurelia comes downstairs, she sees Ben quietly singing and dancing with Bee in his arms. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he goes, I love you, Pina. And then he notices Aurelia and he goes, so does Mama.
Ooh.
Oh, my heart. Ben. Gosh.
He's a smooth man.
And Aurelia is about to start making pancakes when there's a knock at the door and she goes to answer it. And when she opens it, she knows immediately that it's Bee's
birth
mother.
Baby mama.
Caroline. And Aurelia just screams for Ben.
She freaks out.
She's like,
she has zero chill.
She does it. Take that scream out. That was bad.
Sound like a turkey.
And they assume that Caroline is drunk because she's like slurring her words and she just seems a little unstable. So Aurelia takes Bee upstairs and Ben goes all Papa Bear on Caroline. Is like, get out of here.
You're a horrible mother and all that other stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So it's still Mother's Day and...
He called her a bad mom on Mother's Day.
Oof, that's a harsh one. So that afternoon, Ben... Aurelia and Bee go to his parents' house and his whole family is there. And they explain to his family about Caroline and what went down earlier that day. And his family is at odds of what they should do. They have a lot of opinions.
Well, I feel like the ones that are mothers have one opinion and the ones that aren't mothers have a different.
Yeah, you're right. Half of them are just saying that you should go talk to Caroline for Bee's sake.
Yeah, you might not know the whole story.
The other half want to just punch her in the face for doing what she did. But ultimately, Ben decides to go see her himself to talk to her. So earlier, Caroline had told Ben where she's staying. And so Ben goes to the hotel that she's at. And when he knocks on the door, a man answers and leads him inside.
And he's really nice to him.
Yeah. Caroline is on the bed, upset, and just clearly unwell. And she apologizes for what happened that day, and she wasn't trying to take the baby, because that's his biggest fear, is now losing Bee. And she explains that during her pregnancy or around giving birth, she found out that she has an inoperable brain tumor, and she now only has a few weeks left to live. And she knew she was in no way able to care for the baby.
Right. And it sounded like when she did drop Bee off, I think her plan was to talk to him, but her speech was so bad that she couldn't even find the words. There was no way that she could even do it. So all she could do was leave the note.
But she did stand at the end of the hall to make sure that he found her and she was safe. But yeah, she wasn't able to speak that day because
she could barely drive there.
Yeah.
So I felt like at least that could have been comforting for him to know that at least she was watching to make sure that the baby wasn't like injured.
Yeah. And Caroline tells him that she's so happy that Ben and Aurelia found each other through this because she remembers whenever they hooked up that one night, he was talking about Aurelia to her.
Yeah, it's great foreplay. Just talking about another woman.
And she only asks that if she can see and hold the baby one last time to say goodbye.
Before she passes away.
And at this point, I'm just like, oh.
I had so many tears.
I'm like near tears at this point. And so the next morning, Caroline and her two friends that are helping care for her in her final weeks come by Ben's house. And Caroline, Ben, and Aurelia spend time together in the nursery while Caroline holds B. And Aurelia tells Caroline, you know, I think we would have been
friends. It's really sweet.
And Caroline just seems so sweet and so nice. And she brought a bag full of B's things, her birth certificate, her baby blanket, pictures of Caroline and B together. Ugh. And it's just such a nice moment.
At this point, I'm still crying. Like,
oh, yeah. This is just...
it was such an ugly cry.
There's just so much love and appreciation in the room. And oh, yeah. Tears for days. I mean, this part really got me for sure. So that night, Ben and Relly, of course, have sex because they just never get tired. Can you imagine after an emotionally exhausting day like that?
Be like, hey.
Be like, take your panties off, girl.
Let's do this.
But also as he's like about to plunge into her, he asks her to marry him.
He does.
He does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why not? You know?
Hey. But a few months later in a little epilogue, the bookstore's about to open. But before they go downstairs, Ben starts to give her a little striptease.
I love this.
He like rips off his clothes. He's wearing a G-string.
He's definitely trying to do a sexy dance for her.
He's doing a sexy dance. Mm-hmm. And at this is the point where all of his sisters decide to bust in. And they're just horrified. But also like doubled over in laughter that he's like dancing.
He handles it so well.
He does.
Could you imagine? Oh.
And then in just a G-string, he pulls out a giant diamond ring and slides it on her finger. Mm-hmm. Bam, love.
Bam, love.
Love forever. And that was it.
So what'd you think of the book?
I loved it.
I love this book.
I loved it because it's a classic trope, right? But I felt like it was different than the rest of them, right?
Very.
I loved that they confessed their feelings so early on. Mm-hmm. And I loved that the drama in the book, the heartache in the book, wasn't between them. It
Me
wasn't
too.
Them having a relationship struggle. Mm-hmm. It was the birth mother. And even that turned out to be so sweet. And I felt like they were so strong together. They were so good together.
They were.
I was rooting for them the whole time. They were both great people. Mm-hmm. I just loved their relationship. I thought it was great.
It was a good book. I really liked it. I even liked just the fact that they brought up like the struggles of being a parent. Like even the changing table thing, people don't really realize like, oh, there isn't a changing table in a men's room. No, there's not.
Yeah.
Their relationship was great. I also liked the fact that the issue that they had was outside of their relationship. It was nice that they were so mature about everything.
It was refreshing.
It
was. That's right. It was very refreshing. I would definitely read anything else by Melissa Foster.
Oh, I'm going to read the rest of them.
I now trust her with my book life.
Me too.
It was great. I totally recommend this book.
Yeah.
So
it's
cute.
A good one.
Next week, we're going to be doing Halloween Boo by Sarah Spade. This is going to be one of our two Halloween books this year.
Let you guys know.
Get ready.
Get ready. I mean, it's silly.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to our podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.